A common question is, how did this world we live in get into the awful condition it's presently in? Most of us have had this question at some point in our lives. The answer to this question is contained in the Bible. The current condition of this world is not what God ever intended. Disease, suffering, famine, death, pollution, suicide, murder, lies, physical and mental abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction, so forth. They are all the result of sin. God did not originate evil. He did not originate sin. An angel, later known as Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the serpent, that is the one that originated sin, or evil, as we're told in 1 John 3:8, the devil sinneth from the beginning. He did this by perverting his own Holy Spirit. He was the first angel that God created. Isaiah 14:12 identifies him as Lucifer, and Ezekiel 28:14 calls him the covering cherub. He had attained the fullness of God's knowledge. Notice in Genesis 2:9 that Lucifer is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He was in the midst of the garden. This means he was in the deepest depths of God. He was lifted up with pride, as we read in 1 Timothy 3:6. Pride is identified as the condemnation of the devil. He took to himself the glory or credit that was only due to God. That was the origin of sin. After that, he was given the opportunity to repent. He chose not to repent. As a result, many other sins followed. He taught or passed on this sin to some of the other angels. The ones that listened to and accepted this sin into their minds became evil angels. 2 Peter chapter 2, Jude verse 6, and Revelation chapter 12 verses 7 and 9 all speak of these evil angels as a group. Now, after the angels had sinned, there were two groups of angels. The holy angels, which was angels that didn't accept sin into their minds, and the evil angels, which was angels who did accept sin in their minds. Because the willful choice was made to sin and not to repent, Satan and all the other evil angels were cut off from God. God is the source of all life, as we read in Genesis that he is the tree of life. Now the evil angels were desperate. They needed to find a new resource for life. Well, the best resource they could find was humankind. God had created and given life to humankind upon the earth, as we read in Genesis 2:7, that he formed man and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Now, how would they actually get life from mankind? First, by causing spiritual death to the soul, as we read in Ezekiel 18:4, that the soul that sinneth, it will die. Then, they would cause physical death to the body. They did this by planting evil thoughts into people's minds. This is what Satan did to Eve. She was the first human being to sin. He spoke words to her mind. She believed and accepted those words into her mind. She spoke the same words to Adam's mind. We can read about this in Genesis chapter 3. Adam believed and accepted those words into his mind. This was now the beginning of sin on earth. From this point on, sin grew and multiplied within people's minds to the point that, in Genesis 6:5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. From one generation to the next, sin, which was evil thoughts, was passed on. As a result, people's minds are now in digression, as we read in 2 Corinthians 11:3, that our minds are corrupted. And also, the physical earth is in a corrupted state. In Genesis 3:17 and 18, we see that after Adam and Eve sinned, God cursed the ground, which was a reflection of the condition of their minds. This meant that the holy angels would refrain from depositing to the earth the things that it needed to make it a completed work. Digression had set in due to personal choices to sin. We see this result today in depleted soil, pollution, atmospheric imbalances, drought, volcanoes, earthquakes, thorns, disease, deformities, infections, cancers, and so forth. The cause of all suffering, wherever it may be, whether it's famines, death, suicide, physical, mental abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction, hatred, envy, murder, strife, lies, greed, fear. All of those things can be traced back to thoughts in people's minds, but they don't originate it. The source of these thoughts is evil angels. As it tells us in John 8:44, regarding Lucifer, he was a murderer and he was the father of the lie. Also, 2 Timothy 2:26 says regarding people that were taken captive by the devil at his will. The thoughts of the devil are not good, pure, and holy. They're evil. In the Bible, they're called evil thoughts. They're called unclean spirits, and they're called evil spirits. Sometimes they're called devils. This is why God repeatedly tells us through the scriptures that evil thoughts are working in people's minds. Let's notice some of those scriptures. In Genesis 6:5, God saw that every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. Psalm 94:11 says, "The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vain." Psalm 119 verse 113 says, "I hate vain thoughts." Proverbs 29, a clear key, "The thought of foolishness is sin." Isaiah 55:7, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts." Proverbs 30 verse 32, "If thou hast thought evil." Isaiah 59:7, "Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity." Jeremiah 4:14 says, "How long shall your vain thoughts lodge within thee?" Ezekiel 38:10 says, "At the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought." Amos 4:13 says regarding God that he declareth unto man what is his thought. Matthew 15:19, Jesus said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts." Acts 8:20, "Thou hast thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money." Acts 8:22, "Repent therefore and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." In 2 Corinthians 10:5, Paul says we can bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hebrews 4:12 says the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. James 2:4 says we're become judges of evil thoughts. So whereas some people want to say that the battleground where sin is in our physical body, the Bible clearly shows God considers the battleground to be in our minds, in the thoughts. The earth did not become so messed up and polluted overnight. It was through a process of time that the earth digressed and became polluted. This is also true of the condition of the minds of people on this earth. People's minds did not become polluted with evil thoughts overnight. It's over a period of years that each of us have accumulated all the thoughts that we now have in our minds. There is no magic button to push. There is no magic pill we can take that will rid us of all of our problems. Our problems stem from evil thoughts. There is no one-time experience that will remove all sin from our lives. There is, however, a process by which we can remove all sin from our lives. It will require a process of time for each of us to learn to discern and make choices to rid our minds of evil thoughts. The spread and multiplication of evil upon the earth would continue until God could do what was necessary to make available to humankind a way to discern and get rid of evil thoughts. This process of discerning and eradicating evil thoughts from people's minds was available through the ministry of Jesus and the early church Christians. In Matthew 10:1, Jesus gave disciples power to cast out evil spirits. In Hebrews 4:12, it tells us that the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And in 1 Corinthians 12:10, the gift of discerning of spirits is spoken of. This is how God made a way available for us to clear our mind of evil spirit. Because once again, there is a ministry that can teach people how to discern and get rid of evil thoughts. Each person who chooses must be taught how to discern and get rid of evil thoughts, and they will be a portion of the earth's population that gets cleaned up. Eventually, the whole earth will be populated with people who, by their own choice, have no evil thoughts. This will fulfill the prophecy spoken in Psalm 10:18, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. As a result, all evil angels, the source of all evil, will be judged out of existence. As we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3, that we're called to judge angels. Revelation 12, verses 7 and 8, is a prophecy that the devil and his angels in this war prevailed not. As a result, the physical earth will not continue to be polluted. God will eventually get the earth restored to the condition He intended from the beginning. We can read in Revelation 21:4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." That is God's promise to us. So, in summary, how did the world get so messed up? An angel called Lucifer sinned. We read about him in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, both pictures of Lucifer. In John 8:44, Jesus said that the devil, Lucifer, was a murderer and that he was a liar, the father of that lie. In 1 John 3:8, it tells us he sinneth from the beginning, not from the beginning of God's creation, from the beginning of sin. Lucifer was the originator of that. Other angels also sinned. We read about them in 2 Peter 2:4, Jude verse 6, and Revelation 12:7 and 9. Mankind sinned by taking in thoughts from evil angels. We read about the beginning of that in Genesis chapter 3. Also, 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3 talks of how Eve's mind was corrupted. Holy angels could no longer deposit to the earth, and because of that, the earth is not in the condition today that God intended for it to be. Well, how is this ever going to change? It will change by God presenting us with choices. We can learn to be absolutely honest and strictly obedient to God. We can learn how to discern good from evil. We can learn how to cast out all sin or evil thoughts from our minds. We can learn God's words. We can learn to honor God and to keep His commandments. The Word Church is a non-denominational body of Christian people who have dedicated our lives to sharing and teaching the Word of God. It is our purpose to provide a solid scriptural foundation to those individuals who have a keen interest in understanding the Bible and straightening out their lives. Here at the Word Church, scriptures are taught verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, starting in the New Testament. They're cross-referenced with other scriptures in order to provide a network of understanding and consistency. The Bible is the only text that we use. This permits the student to see the scripture as it is. Classes are available on an individual, one-on-one basis according to the schedule of the student and teacher availability. You may have had an interest in studying the Bible, but didn't want to be pressured into accepting someone else's belief. You may have wanted counseling help from a non-judgmental Christian perspective. The ministry at the Word Church provides both. You may be interested in attending some meetings to see and hear Bible topics discussed. It is very refreshing to discuss the Bible. If so, you're welcome to attend any of our meetings. You may be interested in reading about various topics using the Bible as an understanding base. If so, contact the Word Church with your request. The Word Church ministry is of one understanding and one doctrine. We deal with the whole person, body, soul, and spirit.